Hey everyone, so today is my regular Thursday podcast. Remember, subscribe if you want to actually listen every Thursday to my podcast or every Tuesday for my writing. Now, today I'm going to talk about is getting a college degree or university degree, as we call it in the UK, still worth it? Now, before getting going, I would say that I am not a career coach, but I, of course, as somebody who is a wealth manager, has looked at the statistics, and also from living overseas and living in numerous countries, I can look at this also from a bit of an impartial perspective. So let's talk about the seven main advantages of getting a college degree and two main disadvantages. I'm sure I've missed out some, but there's hundreds of things you could think about. So let's get going. So number one, it is true to say that if you earn, sorry, if you do certain degrees, you have a higher earning potential. Now that does depend on which degree you do. So for example, if you do medicine, of course, there's a huge differential between what you're going to earn and what the general population is going to earn. But most degrees have a earning differential which is higher than if you don't have a college degree. Number two is an idea or a point that most people seldom make, and that's that emigrating is much harder without a degree. Now, each country has their own emigration rules, and so, for example, in China, you often need your certificates to be authorized. So, say if you're an engineer, you often need engineering professional qualifications. If you're a teacher, you need teaching qualifications. You also often need 2 years' work experience, but often you also need a medical examination and a degree. That's just one example, not just China. In Japan, where I'm based, you either need 10 years' work experience or you need a degree and sometimes criminal records as well. Singapore, the same. And the thing is, this does mean that a lot of people who don't have degrees often can't get certain opportunities. So I'll give you an example. I know one recruiter who's in the Southeast Asian market in Indonesia, a big producer. He's done a lot of sales, a lot of placements. He got offered a job in Singapore because his wife is based there. But guess what? He couldn't actually get the job even though they wanted to hire him because he has no college degree. So basically, it is true to say college degrees do give you more freedom, more options compared to not having a college degree, not only in your home country, but also when it comes to emigrating. So if you're doing something which is international, like whether that's real estate, finance, a lawyer who wants to go to the overseas market, whether that's a recruiter, you're going to have more options with a college degree. Also, another thing is it is now becoming almost like a minimum. In other words, 50 years ago, it's true to say that, not getting a college degree wasn't a big deal, and getting a college degree would set you up for life. Whereas now, it is true to say college degrees aren't, it's not a big wow factor when like 40 or more percent of people are getting them. But by the same token, many employers just see them as a minimum now. And always, if you've got a college degree and you don't have any languages, you don't have any other skills, it might not be so fantastic. But it's just seen as almost the same as when you emigrate. It's seen as something, well, of course, a young person these days should have a college degree. So for younger people, I would say it's more of a disadvantage than for people who are in their 60s or 70s who never got degrees, because it is a more competitive world out there, especially in big cities like London, New York, or whatever. When you've got so many well-educated young people and people of experience, a lot of employers do just want it as a minimum. Also, another thing is if you've done a 4-year sandwich degree course and you do some part-time work, so you've got maybe 1 or 2 years experience and a college degree, then it's highly likely you might beat somebody who's got, 5 years work experience but no college degree. It is true to say if someone just has a college degree, very little experience, very few languages or whatever, just having a college degree isn't enough. But if you merge the college degree with some work experience, with languages, with extra skills, you've got a very good chance. Good example, let's say you work as, I don't know, a lawyer or a recruiter, or you do some business development and sales, and in your 1 year sandwich degree, you pick up some clients, so you already have some existing clients, and you work part-time in your last year at university for that same company. There's a very good chance that that company will also invite you back, so you won't even need to apply for a graduate job. And then 2 or 3 years down the road, more promotions will probably come from that as well. However, I would say that some of the negative things are, of course, it's a big cost, not in Scandinavia, where it's free, but then of course time is money. in UK it's expensive, but it's related to your earnings, and in America it's super expensive. So of course there's the direct cost, and then there's the indirect cost of tuition. Another thing I would say is that a postgraduate degree is far more questionable. I mean, sometimes it can be very useful. If your employer has said, look, we'll make you a senior manager, but you need to go to this and this course, or you need to take this MBA, it's almost a guaranteed win, right? But if you take a year or two out to do a master's degree, usually it actually isn't worth it. Because if you think about something, let's say you're earning $80,000 now, you take a year out. So already you're losing $80,000 from earnings, unless you're part-time. In addition to that, time is money. And in addition to that, let's say you're spending $20,000 for the year for the cost of the tuition, and living costs could be a lot higher if you're used to earning $80,000. So basically, you're losing more than $100,000 indirectly. And then, of course, if you're not investing that money, it could be more as well. So unless you get a really good job after that 1 year, or you're just doing something because you want to change career, you're not, you know, a small pay rise isn't going to be enough. You're going to have a really, really quite nice pay rise. Because remember, let's say you get a $10,000 a year pay rise, but you know what, $4,000 of that is tax. So you've got a $6,000 a year pay rise, you've got 20 years left. You know, it's not really worth it when you consider how much you put in, unless you're getting a job which you also, you know, tend to like more. And beyond that as well, I would say that the key point about university isn't necessarily what you learn in those 3 or 4 years, but the people who really succeed are the people who have lifelong learning. So Warren Buffett once had a phrase where he said, try to read 500 pages a day. And he's talking about adults now. And I would say that those people who keep on reading after university, especially about things like finance, sales, marketing, leadership, management, those kind of people who have lifelong learning tend to succeed more than those who just focus on learning during their time at university. At least that's what I've seen. I mean, Mark Cuban, the billionaire who accredits a lot of his success to business school, he spends 3 hours a day reading. Buffett spends 80% of his days reading. So reading, self-learning, is a really key part of success from what I've seen. It's probably even more important than simply learning formally. Okay, everyone, I hope that's useful.